Well, second half of the show kicks off with, well, Jude's brother. That's Bob Feld, and the man behind the club racing. Used to be Bongo Bob, but I can't call him that anymore. Can I?
People still do, yeah.
it still works.
The basic Tipton guys all call me Bongo. It's just Bongo, not Bongo Bob, just Bongo. Lynch and
I'm
Evan.
Actually surprised Lynch. You're still here. I thought you might be across the pond.
I leave tomorrow. Tomorrow, Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a 2:25 flight out of Lexington Bluegrass Airport on the way to Charlotte to Heathrow.
Do you have your top hat and tails ready to go?
I ordered them. They charged me for them, so hopefully they're there. I use Oliver Brown. Most people use the Moss Brothers, and last year, of course, I procrastinated far enough where the cutoff had ended, and I found Oliver Brown does a great job, and so I went back to them this year.
Of course, people may not realize why you're heading over there, so let's go ahead and fill them in. You'll be heading to Royal Ascot to see your brilliant filly, Miss Temple City, go to the post yet again on Tuesday, right? It will be
correct.
Tuesday.
Correct. We decided yesterday morning officially we're going in the Queen Anne, the first race of the day and the very first day of racing, so it kicks off the entire week is that race, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's good to get it over with.
Yeah, that's one. That's, believe me.
Then you can party the whole rest of the time, believe, right?
You know, in these situations, I always remember Adoration. She won the distaff at Santa Anita, and it was it wasn't maybe the first race, but it was the second race of the day. It was early in the day, and it was so nice to
I think it was the third, actually.
Was it? I don't know. It was early in the day, though, and because sometimes you're in the last race or one of the later races, and it just takes forever to get down the paddock, and it really kind of drags a day out, and you can't have that much fun because you're so excited and there's so much anticipation. So yeah, I remember draping those flowers over the rail inside Front Runner next to the Ammerman's table, and we could just have a really enjoyable afternoon, you know, and bask in the glory of a victory.
Yeah, and then we took those flowers back to your house and we draped them over the railing of your front porch. I'll never forget that. And took a picture of the Breeders' Cup flowers.
Yeah, it's really cool. I actually just sold that house. Escrow closed officially yesterday, and that was one of my memories, walking down the drive for the last time with the flowers hung over the porch.
Yeah, and you get the chance to head to Ascot with Miss Temple City for the third consecutive year.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Unreal.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, after last season, 3 grade ones, beating the boys twice, you know, you can't really top that. And, you know, I use the word greedy, but, I thought if we get one more season and you know, you feel a little greedy wanting one more season. We could have easily retired her and sold her, but you know, she's just been a joy, and it's just been such a pleasure. And you know, we all believe and we all think that 5-year-olds have their best season. So last year we still had dreams of maybe her fifth year, you know, would be the year that she could really break out. So we'll see. I mean, she sure looks the part. She's definitely put on weight. I mean, she's a beast to look at. But you don't know until you run them. But she sure looks like she's sitting on a big 5-year-old year.
There was a nice interview on Twitter this morning, Graham, talking about her half a mile work yesterday, I guess it was, and you know how happy he was, and he's still worried about the layoff, which always makes me laugh a little bit because he's a great layoff trainer, and I know she's fit. She's been ready to run for a couple of months, basically.
Yeah. So. No, he's a worrier, which a lot of the great trainers are worriers. I mean, they do dot the I's and cross the T's, and they don't miss a beat. So, you know, it's I get pleasure out of watching them fret and worry. It cracks me up. I mean, Graham is the best. I mean, he really is. And I mean, every detail, he's on it. So, you know, it was funny because I told him after we scratched the first time, I said, we really don't need a prep race, you know, and he just really wanted to have a prep race, which, you know, logically it makes sense to have a prep, but
When did you scratch the first time?
We scratched Derby Day.
Okay.
And I said, listen, we don't have to prep, you know, in my heart, and speaking for the club and most of the other partners who let me, you know, kind of state my opinion. But he really wanted to prep, and that's why he wanted to go to the Just Game. So, I'm sorry, the Bogey.
Yep.
But turns out, I said, listen, everything happens for a reason. I said, the reason we're here, the reason this filly's born, truly, in my heart, everything happens for a reason. And I, you know, her best numbers on paper last year were her comeback race in the Maker's Mark 46 miles. So, you know, she runs very well fresh. She broke her maiden first time out. I think she runs really well fresh. So I didn't think we needed a prep, and here we are without a prep. So we'll see.
Yeah, it just kind of turned out that way. How did, okay, you have worked with several trainers, not just Grand Motion. You've had several horses throughout the years. How does that work, that dynamic between owner and a trainer, when you're trying to discuss strategy and a map out a plan? You don't want to step on the trainer's toes, but yet, you know, you own the horse. So how does that work?
Yeah, no, I went to the track right out of high school. My brother Jude here, of course, trained for 20 years in California, working for him for a long time. So, yeah, I know all the
He'll
ins and outs.
About owners. Yeah. He'll share his thoughts on owners. Yeah.
I always feel like I'm a very good owner because I really let the trainer, to me, the bottom line and the last vote goes to the trainer. You have to. They are there with the horse every day, and that's where I don't interfere with a trainer's day-to-day thing. That's their thing. I don't interfere with jockeys, you know, who they pick, because, again, there's relationships with agents and jockeys, and it's not, I don't want to go over the top of, because I was there, I was on the backstretch for years, I know how it works. There, you have to work with your relationships, and a lot of times a trainer will use an agent over the jockey who the agent has. If the agent picks up a new jock, they use that jock just because they have a great relationship with the agent. So yeah, I leave all those things alone. But Graham and I have one of the best relationships ever. He's such a good guy and a smart guy and a logical guy, and I mean, he always responds. He always texts back. For a guy who's as busy as he is, you would never guess it. He comes across as a guy that's got like six horses in the barn as far as communication. And we just have a really good back and forth. And the nice thing is he respects our opinion. Doesn't always happen with owners. You can ask my brother. Sometimes these owners come up with these crazy ideas and, oh, hey, my brother-in-law's flying in this weekend. Can you find a race? It's like, well, no, that's not what we're doing. We're trying to, develop this horse into a great
We just ran 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Sometimes that doesn't matter either.
We have you get partners. It's like, hey, can we run this weekend? You know, well, no, probably not.
Yeah.
But, So we have just a great relationship, and again, it's a mutual respect, and we bounce ideas off each other and thoughts and come up with a really good game plan, I think. So
you hear that from Graham too. Like I've been lucky enough to, be at post-race celebrations at Keeneland when she won, and Graham always gives the Miss Temple City team full credit when it's due, when you guys come up with a crazy idea and he embraces it.
We've taught him a couple of things. It's hilarious. I love kind of teasing him. I brought up the story the other day when we were talking on the phone, because it was one of my favorite stories when she won the Maker's Mark 46 mile, and he really didn't want to run against the boys. And so we're in the champagne room having our drinks, watching the replay on a loop. And I said, Graham, I said, by the way, when's the last time you ran against the boys? He said, I've never run against the boys. And I couldn't believe it. As an Englishman, you'd think, it's very common. It's very common over there. He just, he's got more of an American angle when it's the girls versus the boys. And so when it came to Shadwell mile time again, he really didn't want to run against the boys. And, we did it again. So after that, that's when he started saying, these guys are crazy, but it's working out for us. But the other day we had a conversation, about 3 weeks ago, discussing this, which race we were going to run in. And he goes, I'm leaning towards the Queen Anne. And I said, hold on. I said, stop right there. He gets this little chuckle because he knows I'm always teasing him. I go, we got to write this down. I said, Graham Motion on this day says he wants to run against the boys. I said, you've come a long way, Graham, in the last year. And he just started laughing. So, yeah, he's up for it. He kind of started going the other way a little bit last week. He was thinking maybe the Duke of Cambridge was the way to go. But we had a nice chat yesterday morning, and they do a lot of research on there. And, Jane Buchanan does a great job with Graham, and she had a whole scenario of horses running and opinions and time form ratings and stuff. So we feel very similar to the Shadwell mile. We think other than Ribchester, the boys are they're good. We think the filly race is really deep. We think a grade one placing's better than a grade two placing. Let's just say we're not going to win. I mean, the chances are we're not, let's be honest. I mean, yeah, one out of three favorites win, and we're not favorite. So, and then the money, and we're not money people, but when it comes to a little better scenario with a lot more money, why not go for that? And that's what we did with the Shadwell mile. We were avoiding anybody. It was like, I think we're better than the boys, and the fillies are running for a lot less money. So let's do it.
Talking with Bob Feld of the Club Racing, one of the owners involved with Miss Temple City. Graham Motion, the trainer, as you heard, she heads to Royal Ascot to compete this Tuesday. Of course, this is a filly that was also bred by Bob through Bob Feld Bloodstock. And Miss Temple City has won 6 of 16 starts. She has earned $1.4 million, and she has been fourth in each of her appearances at Royal Ascot, hoping for a little better this time around. Bob, what is it about Royal Ascot, for those of us who have never been there, that makes it so special?
It's such an event. I'm a big history, a fan of history. And, you know, we're talking centuries in the making, this meet. And, you know, my son Sean went over there 4 years ago and came back just glowing what a great event it was. And he says, you know, we got to go one day. And then, you know, when we had this opportunity and Graham brought it up, I think it was like January or February of her three-year-old year. He said, I think this is the kind of horse we can go to Ascot with, because she wasn't on Lasix. And you know, we were like, wow, okay. You know, Graham likes this filly quite a bit. We didn't know, you know, I never asked either, like, what do you think, you know? I'm like, yeah, you know, the results tell you. I mean, talk's cheap. And you know, my favorite thing is going to watch these babies trained in Ocala or wherever you're breaking your babies as two-year-olds, and the guys going, or the ladies like, this is the best one, this is the second best one. Yeah, it's guessing, because usually it's the seventh best one who they didn't know the horse was there, did its job, you know, was kind of in the background, is the one that ends up being the really nice graded stakes horse. So, it's just one of those things where once he said that, we were like, this is serious stuff, because Graham doesn't talk like that.
Yeah.
You know, he's not one to tip his mitt, as they say.
Is Miss Temple City now the leader in this division here in the United States this year with no Teppan, with her being retired?
I don't know. You know, when you're that close to a horse like this, I don't think about that.
Yeah.
It's still surreal. This whole thing is surreal. I don't know when it's going to sink in, this whole three-time grade one winner, you know, breeder, co-owner.
It hasn't sunk in yet?
No, it really hasn't. And then, you know, it's one of those things on the outside looking in, you know, because she has her fans, which I love reading stuff on the internet and people making comments. And, you know, and Graham was quoted just recently saying it's the best filly ever trained. Now, how do you wrap your head around that?
He told us the same.
The best, you know, how do you wrap your head around you're involved with the best filly Graham Motion's ever had? So it really hasn't sunk in. In theory you'd like to think so, but you know, I just know how tough this game is, and believe me, if she was 4-5 in every start the rest of this year, she probably won't be undefeated this year. You know, it's a really tough division, and milers are milers. I mean, when you have a good miler, it's never a given. I mean, I just watched the replay. I think someone tweeted the replay of her Matriarch win, and I forgot how close it was. You know, at the time, you know, we were supposed to win, which is never a good feeling going into a race, because it usually doesn't pan out that way. You know, watching it live, she was making that move. I go, we got it, you know, and then next thing you know, here comes Rogue Ra. And so it's, you know, and it was a pretty close photo. So yeah, you know, of course, in theory, I guess she would be the next, you know, heir apparent to a Teppan.
Yeah.
Maybe, but how do you say that? I feel funny even saying her and Teppan in the same sentence. I mean, they're right there, but we'll see. I mean, this is the year if she's going to step out and really be something super special, which, you know, she's special enough already.
But. And you're right, that division is so tough. I mean, if you look at the Just a Game and you see all the fillies that were in there, I mean, that was just a ridiculous.
Well, then you factor in the mile as a jocks race and a trip race, mm-hmm. You know. So even if you have the greatest mile in the world, if you don't get the right trip, I mean, look at Tourist Trip that beat us in the Breeders' Cup. I mean, what a dream trip.
Yeah.
You know, if he ends up getting floated four wide Turner for Home, he runs second, you know. What did us in that race was Edgar came back and said I could never get her to relax because Kent was down on the inside with that filly on the rail. And maybe it wasn't a filly, but he chirped out of the gate to hold position. And Miss Temple City heard the chirp and grabbed a hold of bit. And Edgar said she never let go. And that's why she didn't have the normal kick. You know, little things like that. I think if she doesn't hear the chirp, I think she has a much bigger kick in the stretch. And I think we've run him to a photo. We may not win.
So many factors.
So many factors because, and again, a mile, I mean, you got to get that perfect trip because you can get shut off. And a filly like Miss Temple City, you can't. She's not one of those that's going to re-break. You know, that's one thing about her. She's a high-speed galloper that has this little maybe 16th of a mile kick in her. So, you know, how she's ridden and how the race sets up is very important for her.
Is Edgar going to Ascot?
Edgar's going to Ascot.
He will. Okay. Yeah.
Edgar goes to Ascot. It sounds like a Dr. Seuss book or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all in for Edgar. I mean, he's obviously got a lot of experience. He's never ridden at Ascot, but he's ridden overseas before. So
right.
He seems to get along with her very well. And again, you know, she needs good hands, and I think he's got those hands, and they're a good team.
Now we'll see Miss Temple City in action Tuesday. Make sure you watch her. I'm sure it'll be on TVG, I guess, we'll be showing the races, and you get a chance to check that out. But safe trip over there, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck. Let's go get it done this year.
Yeah, man. Third time's a charm, we hope.
Yeah, maybe you can meet the queen.
That
Ken Ramsey would be very jealous. Very jealous.
I'd be happy to meet Pippa. I'm not greedy.